Welcome to Hope Is Here. I'm excited about our guest today because not only like me does he love basketball, he is also a person of faith. However, unlike you and me, he often has a courtside front row seat as a basketball analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. Jimmy Dykes is our guest for the next 2 days, and we will talk a little bit about basketball, but we're going to spend the majority of our time talking about his new book, The Film Doesn't Lie, Evaluating Your Life One Play at a Time. Jimmy, thanks for joining us on Hope Is Here. A lot of our listeners here in Central Kentucky may not remember, but several years ago, you actually called Lexington, Kentucky as home for a while.
Yeah, I did. That was a great, just great memories of my life, Greg, there as an assistant coach under Eddie Sutton at Kentucky back in the late 80s. I lived there at Wildcat, the old Wildcat Lodge, and was really close to those players at that time, and Lexington's always been, always felt like a second home to me, even when I come back there now for announcing games on ESPN, and it seems like we're in Lexington quite a bit because how good Kentucky is. So I really appreciate you having me on. I love that part of the country. The Bluegrass State has always been good to me, and I look forward to visiting with you here.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some of your time. Obviously, Jimmy, right now people are really disappointed about March Madness being canceled, but it's a great time for people to take some of the time we might have spent watching or attending games during March Madness and read a book. And I got a copy of your book, The Film Doesn't Lie, Evaluating Your Life One Play at a Time. Let me ask you, why did you write this book?
Yeah, Greg, it's just, as a college basketball analyst, I have 3 or 4 months off during the off season. I have some responsibilities in the summer, but not a ton. And just in the last two off seasons, I just felt a calling on my heart to start writing things that God had shown me and taught me, and I wanted to share with others. And I wasn't really for sure what I was going to do with it initially. I didn't know if I was going to turn it into an email ministry with a bunch of guys that I'm connected with across the country, but the longer I wrote, the more it grew, and then when I got a literary agent and a publishing deal, then it grew to a book form pretty quickly. So I guess I wrote it out of obedience on my heart and what God had kind of spoken into me to do. And, you know, those four letters, ESPN, that are associated with my name a lot, gives me just a tremendous stage, opens a lot of doors for me, and well, you know, what better way to use that platform than to challenge others and draw them to more authentic walk with God. And I think that book is going to do that for readers if they take the time to invest and create space in their heart. I know it'll challenge them because I know it challenged me as I wrote it.
Well, I echo those sentiments. It definitely challenged me. I kind of tried to do it like a devotional type book, maybe read a chapter a day, and just really, really good stuff in there from the stories you tell through your experiences with ESPN, both with basketball and being a college football sideline analyst over the years, and lots of good scripture in it. But you share some great stories from your firsthand experience there at ESPN, the SEC Network, and you talked about the power of our words, and you gave a great example actually that showed up here in the state of Kentucky just about an hour from here. Can you share about that story?
Yeah, it was I guess during the 2018-2019 basketball season, Reese Davis and I were in Louisville doing the Duke at Louisville game, and that game will bring back great memories for Louisville fans because they had a big lead. They just saw it go away in the last 8 or 9 minutes of that game. I believe at one point Duke was down 21 points. I think they were in the second half at Louisville and came back and won. And I remember speaking to Coach K on the morning of the game. He talked about just the power of his words during the course of a game and in timeouts and huddles, and at times holding his tongue when he's not sure what to say to his team, and how that all played out during that game that night when they were behind, and what he said to his team in timeouts. And, you know, that, I use that story to get the reader into the mind frame of evaluating the words that we use every day in our own life about what we say about others, what we say about ourselves, what we say about God, and does that line up with His scriptures and His written word. And but that was a really cool day and a cool night to be a part of that just that whole show and how that went down, and watching the phenomenal Duke comeback in an away game like that against a really good Louisville team. But then to see the story inside of all that going down before my own eyes, talking to Coach K after the game, about a month after the game, about that exact scenario. And I think there's great value in that lesson for all of us about guarding our words, speaking truth into our life, into ourself, about others, and really being accountable and having discipline with our tongue. And those are the things I write about in that chapter, about the spoken word. And I think it's a tremendous challenge for all of us to control our tongue, or at least, you know, try to improve it on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I also was so impressed because, you know, by your pregame, you know, interview there when you guys were talking with Coach K. He talked about that sometimes, you know, he's not as confident as he looks, but he knows that his words and actions have great impact. And so, of course, that's validated in Proverbs 13:3, which you state in your book, "He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin." So right now, as we're dealing with this unfortunate coronavirus thing, we really need to be careful with the words we speak, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really unsettling time in our country for all of us. I mean, it's the first time for any of us to go through something like this. And I think we have to be very guarded in what we allow into our thoughts, what we're going to allow into our heart, what we're going to allow to be spoken from our own tongue, and how that's going to impact others around us, how that's going to impact ourselves. And there's so many scriptures about our tongue and guarding our tongue and professing truth with our tongue. And it was a real eye-opener for me as I wrote that chapter. I mentioned earlier that it really challenged me as I wrote the book. As I wrote that book, I wasn't an expert on any of that stuff. I wrote about things that I thought Jimmy Dykes needed to hear as much as anybody else. But when you're writing the book, you kind of dive into it deeper than you ever wanted to go. And that's what I did with my own evaluation and my own spoken words and how I handle myself. But man, especially during this time in our country, man, I think it's a great opportunity, is the way to look at it, to create space in our life. It's hard to do. It's hard to find time and space in our life to just get quiet, you know, with ourselves, get quiet before the Lord, and let Him speak to us, let Him talk to us, let Him teach us. And I think this book will do that. I know it will, because it did it for me as I wrote it.
Well, it's definitely challenged me and helped me really examine my life, so I really want to encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of this book. We're talking with Jimmy Dykes. He just recently released a book, The Film Doesn't Lie, Evaluating Your Life One Play at a Time. And Jimmy, I love the first page of the book. You wrote, "To every person who reads this book, know that God loves you. He cares for you more than you know. God is for you. He's not against you. He can change your heart like He has mine." Can you just share a little bit about how God's changed your heart over the past 10 years?
Yeah, there's a couple things in that statement. You know, I think that's a strong statement that you can kind of breeze by when you tell someone God is for us, He's not against us. So I think a lot of times people look at God's commands and God's call to obedience in our life as, this is hard, this is tough. And I think that's the wrong way to look at it. I mean, all of us that have children, we put guidelines and barriers around our own kids, not because we want to make life tough on them, but because we love them and we want to steer them and guide them and make life easier on them. And that's exactly what God's written word is for us. But I think sometimes we kind of get off that path, we get outside of those barriers, and we think differently about it. So I did want to be clear off the beginning of the top that God does love us more than any of us can put into words or thoughts or anything else. And He is for us. And that call to obedience in different areas of our life is because He is for us. He wants what's best for us. We have to surrender and know that He knows what's best for us. And just in my own life, like my own personal growth, I've really seen a change in my own heart and just how I react to situations, how I react to people. How I react when things don't go my way, and I've had things not go my way in my life, like everybody else out there has. But I think my hand in God's hand has strengthened through all of that, and I think you'll get a feel for that as you read the book. So that opening statement that God loves us more than we know, that's kind of the heartbeat of the book. But with that love, there's a call on our life to have obedience and reverence for Him and how we live. And hopefully this book will continue to challenge people to go in that direction.
Yeah, another great quote in the book from Leo Tolstoy. He says, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing themselves." And from reading your book, Jimmy, I sense that you're really trying to help people change their lives for the better in a way that God actually sees them and that God wants to help them in this process. Is that an accurate statement to describe your book?
Yes. Yeah, Greg, it is. You know, and in order to change ourselves, we have to be intentional. It doesn't just happen. And if you let life just happen and you're just blown and tossed by the waves, the winds, that's how your path in your life will go. And that's why I think it's so, man, it's so important, like any coach sitting down to watch film with their team. And there's the title of the book, The Film Doesn't Lie. Like, that's when you get real growth, real change, real evaluation as a team and as a player. It's when you're watching that film. And that's one of the common threads throughout that book, is continuing to bring that thought to the reader to pause right now, look at your film and these different areas that I'm talking about, and really, where are you in this area of your life? And I think it's a different analogy than what I've seen out there before. I think it's a different way to bring readers in to a time of, you know, intentional space in their heart to allow change to take place and allow God to have room to talk to us. Because if not, man, the noise and the clutter of the day, just a constant pull and a distraction from us, from God, and that's not at all what He wants.
Well, I know a lot of people, you listen, say, well, you know, I actually can't, you know, look at film of my life or whatever, but obviously you shared in the book how you can just ask God to show your heart. But also a thing that I've kind of thought about and processed as I've been reading your book is that, you know, one of the things we can do, instead of, quote, looking at the film necessarily, we can ask people in our lives that they do see how we live, maybe a close friend, a spouse, a coworker, somebody like that. Those people also see the films of our life, don't they? And they can help give us some feedback, right?
Yeah, they do. And I have a pretty tough story in there from Rick Barnes about how his daughter, you know, was the one that got his eyes on his film in terms of how he was leading his family and how his job had become his God. And I think it's a tremendous, transparent story from Rick Barnes, head coach of Tennessee. But I think God uses, you know, different ways to speak to us. Certainly other people can, you know, be that reflection for us at times. I think it all has to be based upon, though, God's written word, because a lot of times people can have the best heart, the best intentions to steer us and to guide us, but they may miss. And we serve a God that doesn't miss. You know, when he speaks, He's accurate. It's just up to us to continue to, you know, have our ears and our heart in tune with Him. And I think that's the real challenge of the book, to just get ourselves quiet before Him and hear His voice.
Well, you definitely do a great job of that. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but Jimmy Dykes has been our guest, and he's going to join us again tomorrow as we're going to continue our conversation about his outstanding new book that just came out recently, The Film Doesn't Lie, Evaluating Your Life One Play at a Time. I also want to encourage you to check out Jimmy's website. It's easy to find. It's CoachJimmyDykes.com. He's also a great follow on Twitter. I follow him, and a lot of other people do. Check it out. It's Coach Jimmy Dykes. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Coach Jimmy Dykes on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.